like an actor reviewing another production? Or
I think it would be an unwise choice. I'm not going to say it's impossible, but yeah, you want to audition for somebody you just liked off. It would just be a ridiculous thing to do. Now, of course, they should have the integrity to realize that you're the best person for the part. Mm. You should have the integrity, once they cast you, to write the slam review for their next production. But do you really have that much integrity, guys? And even if you do, that won't stop other people questioning it. Mm. So I'm not going to say it's impossible, but you put yourself in a very difficult position.
Do you think that's got to do with how small the industry is in Singapore, that people, if it was in the US, you could just go out of state, or even in England, you could just like go somewhere else, and it doesn't have that, because the Singapore industry is so small, and people tend to know each other, and then it gets difficult.
I tend to think that everywhere is small. Hmm. Yes. If you've made enemies in New York, you can probably go to LA. But some of those enemies will probably come with you at some point. Mm-hmm. And in any case, once you then do the same thing in LA, the other regional theaters are not as prestigious. Mm-hmm. Wherever it is, you know, I think in any given place, you can probably get away with being a critic or an artist. But I think the pollution of those things is quite hard. I mean, theatre in England is, there's a sense in which you can say it is London. Mm. It's not, of course. There are regional theatres.
There are regional theatres.
But anyone who tries to make it is going to spend quite a lot of time in London. So I think pretty much anywhere is small.